Welcome to The Rock Curator. In this introductory episode, you will learn what this podcast is all about and what to expect in the episodes to come. Please join me to celebrate rock music's past, discuss the present and explore the future. I'm a rock music fan who lives in Tasmania, Australia. I'm an avid concert goer and purchaser of all things rock related. Downloads, CDs, vinyl, t-shirts, books, magazines, collectibles and more. That's where the curator part of this title comes in. I'm here to discuss and relive past glories, but I'm also very keen to keep the legacy going by bringing to your attention great new rock acts. You may not be aware of some of these performers, and there may be some out there that you love. I receive great joy from friends, family and associates picking up on new music, and that's one of the main things I hope to achieve with this podcast. Rock isn't a dominant genre on the worldwide music charts like it used to be, and you don't hear it on the radio or see it on TV as much as you used to. The wheel may be turning though, as recently a young group of pop and rap stars have started to embrace rock as part of their style. There is also a large group of performers from the 1960s onwards who are still going strong, especially in concert, and a heap of young acts bubbling under on the charts that remind you of past acts, but with a modern day approach and production sound. It's hard to know what's happening, and especially hard to learn about new acts if you don't have time to go hunting for them yourself. That's where I come in. If you listen regularly to this podcast, I'll bring heaps of rock news and new and upcoming releases to your attention. You may also have a favourite act that you followed in, say, the 90s that you lost track of, and you might like to reacquaint yourself with this act. Along those lines, if things go to plan, I'm hoping to be your man on the ground at the Under the Southern Stars Touring Festival in May, featuring some heavy hitters that emerged in the 90s, being Live, Stone Temple Pilots, and Bush. COVID-19 has pushed this event back to April and May, but the organisers are confident that this will be the first large-scale tour of overseas acts in Australia since COVID restrictions locked down the music touring world. In addition to this, I will be attending two Guns N' Roses shows in November, one in Sydney and one on the Gold Coast, which will be my first viewing experience in the pit. That sounds exciting, and I can't wait to get a close-up view of these legends in action. I saw two shows on their previous Australian tour and they were amazing. I can't wait to report back to you on these shows and many more, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on any concerts you're attending around the world wherever you live. COVID-19 saw the introduction of new methods of music distribution in terms of performance and selling merchandise. Some of these will likely remain in place even after the globe gets on top of the pandemic, and one item that looks likely to stay is the paid live stream concert. I'll talk to people in the music industry to see how they have been affected, how they coped, how things are looking for them in 2021, and asking them for their predictions for the years ahead. The history of rock is full of many amazing, amusing, fascinating and quirky stories, and I'll bring plenty of these to life for you across the future episodes. First up, in episode 2, I'll tell you some tales about having seen the legendary band The Eagles in concert 3 times, and how each one has provided some stressful moments regarding my chosen methods of transport. The 3 concerts are spread across 23 years, with 2 being in the USA and 1 in Australia in Sydney. Each concert was brilliantly performed, but in a way, the transport issues, as frustrating as they may have been at the time, made them even more memorable. Episode 3 is about mistakes that were made in the recording studio that made their way into the final version of the song. These involve some of the biggest acts of all time, including The Beatles, David Bowie, The Police and Aerosmith. I'll explain how the mistakes were made and why they were left in. Sometimes it was purely for the band to have a laugh at a bandmate or one of the production crew. I'm a numbers man, so we'll look at plenty of statistics and interesting facts involving chart positions and copies sold of singles and albums. We'll also look at special anniversary dates for performers, albums and songs, and reflect on some of the greatest moments in rock history. Did you realise, for example, that Nirvana's Nevermind and Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magik mark 30 years since they were released later this year, on September 24? I'll bring you tour news, reviews, and lots of interesting snippets of information. It can be said that not many major acts include Tasmania on their tour itinerary, largely due to the cost of freighting equipment to and from an island state. As we are not exactly at the centre of the rock and roll universe, I've had to adapt my information hunting skills over more than 40 years to keep up with all the latest developments in my favourite genre. That's why I can be of benefit to you, as I will find and filter all the interesting information on your behalf and deliver it straight to you on a regular basis. The Rock Curator is more than just this podcast, as there are plenty of ways to share content with you. To get the full Rock Curator experience, I'd love you to give our Facebook page a like, or follow the Instagram page, or listen to playlists on the Spotify page, or check out the blog. These will sometimes feature tie-ins to the podcast, but will also have a whole lot of other interesting content. I'll provide you with details of how to get to these sites at the end of this podcast. I really want to be able to interact with you, and using these different methods I can show you interesting stuff like my t-shirt collection, which is over 100 and still growing. It's also a lot cooler to see a signed Aerosmith tour program than it is for me to describe it to you. Whoa. Thank you for listening to episode 1, and I hope you join me for many shows ahead. The history of rock is reaching the 70-year mark soon, so there is plenty of the past to talk about. But as a group, let's check out what's happening today and keep rock strong for future generations. For more information, be sure to check out Facebook, Instagram and Spotify, all at The Rock Curator, and go to the website, therockcurator.com.